Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Melvin Gordon met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
It's going good. I mean, you know, obviously the first couple of weeks, you know, I wasn't here for mini camp and OTAs and whatnot. And so, you know, I kind of got the playbook a little late, but it's coming along. I'm starting to feel a little more comfortable, starting to play a little faster. So, you know, coach throwing some new stuff at us every day. So, you know, he's keeping us on our toes. So, you know, it's good for us, though. But, you know, right now I'm feeling good. Could be better, though, always. It's just a great organization, you know, and, you know, that's just kind of what I want to be a part of. You know, I got to go to Kansas City and I kind of seen what a great organization was, you know, what comes with a great organization. So, you know, rings come with good organization. So, you know, this style of offense kind of fit what I do. Always have since I've been at Wisconsin. You know, you only hear, you know, great things about this organization around the league. So, you know, I just thought it was a great opportunity to just come in here and show what I could do.
What have been your impressions of Todd Monken's offense so far?
I think it's good. You know, we really won't know until we go out there. You know, we go out there and show what we can do, you know, this weekend and you know, later on and so forth. But, you know, right now just going up against our defense, you know, I think we've been doing pretty good. We got a really great defense, I feel like. And, you know, we move the ball at times against them and, you know, we go back and forth. So, you know, I think Coach has done a good job with putting plays together for us and putting guys in positions to win. It's the coach's call, man. You know, it's, you could look at it either way. You know, I don't really know how, you know, coach do it here, but you know, however you do it, we'll be ready for it. So that's that. Yeah, I mean, I feel good, man. I've always shared the ball, really. You know, since high school, really. You know, in high school, I shared the ball with Vontae Jackson. He went to Wisconsin. I shared it with Monty Ball. I shared it with James White. I had that 1 year where I played by myself. When I got to, you know, the Chargers my first year, I shared it with Danny Woodhead. Second year, I got to do it by myself because everyone got hurt. Third year, Austin Eckler. Had that for 2 years. And then I went over there, Phillip Lindsay. And then after that, Javonte for 2 years. So, you know, I've been blessed and lucky to have a great running mate with me thus far, and it's kind of helped me. I think it helped me out a lot. So my body feels good. You know, I definitely don't feel 21, but I still feel good for the most part. Well, I didn't really need to see, you know, anything differently. I witnessed that firsthand and being across from him when I was with the Chargers. I was just like, this dude is a freak. We had to bring in an extra DB as a linebacker to try to stop him for what he do. So, you know, obviously running the ball is what he do, but he can make some great throws too. So, you know, that's been cool to see up close. So I'm excited to see what he do in this new offense.
A lot of veteran running backs have kind of voiced out about how they don't feel the position is being as much respect and maybe as financially as much respect as other positions. What's kind of your stance on that?
We just got to go out and play. You know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, the talking and this and that is not going to get anything done. I think we just have to shine, you know, in the brightest moments. You know, when we get to the playoffs, you know, the backs that are on that team got to take initiative to be like, you know what, I'm going to take over. And I think that's when things will start changing. You know, at this point, it's tough. You know, the league is changing, you know, and it sucks to say. It's a passing league. And but you still need a great run game. Let's not get away from that. But, you know, I think for us to really get changed, because the CBI, I don't think, changed for 4 or 5 years or something like that. So we kind of screwed, I feel like, for the next couple of years. So the only thing we could do is just kind of stack it and just ball out. You know, we got some great backs on every team, I feel like, that can do that. So, you know, it's a challenge out to us.
I mean, it's been obviously a story here that JK has not been practicing. You've been around a long time. You've seen a lot of different situations. What's your perspective on that?
I really don't have one. You know, how he feels towards what he has to do is on him. You know, everybody's situation is different. You know, I dealt with the same thing. I had a lot going on. I can't tell you what he's thinking, how he's going about it. But, you know, I do know, you know, I know what type of player he is. I've watched film on him. He's a great player. So when he come out, he's not going to do nothing but help the team and better us. And, you know, when he's out here, it's going to be open arms. We're going to be ready for him to make plays and do what he do. He's a playmaker. We just got to go out here and do what we got to do, man. You know, at the end of the day, we just got to go out here and help the team. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. You know, like I said, when he comes back, you know, whenever that may be, we're going to embrace him. The team will embrace him. I think he got a lot of respect around the locker room. You know, me just being new to the locker room and seeing how guys interact with him, you know, there's no bitter feelings towards anything. I think the guys love him in the locker room, and he has a presence there. So, you know, we know what he can do, but we know what we need to do too as well as a running back room. And we're all looking out for one another. And we're just going to go out there, and we're going to put our best foot forward. You know, we want to shine too. Nah, I've been doing that my whole career, man. I just want to stay on top of my game. I dropped the pass out here, so I went and got on the jugs. I was a little pissed about that. But anything I feel like I lack or something, or I feel like I need to get better at, you know, that's what the extra practice is for at the end. They give us a little time to do a little something. So I've always done it. I hate to be unprepared. So like I said, if anything I feel like I need to address that I felt like I lacked on in practice, I'll get it after.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.